This is that review that we promised you. We're back. We're fresh off the heels of Black Widow.
Yeah.
Of Marvel Studios Black. We don't sound very enthusiastic. Let's sound more enthusiastic. This was a good movie. I liked it. What'd you think?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to not sound so enthusiastic. I was thrown off by your little noise that you made there a minute ago. Black Widow. Black Widow was great. If I'm gonna be honest, while I enjoyed the movie, my biggest problem was the fight scene at the end. I thought needed a little bit more ramping up. It was a little bit lackluster, I think is the proper word. Not that I didn't find the movie to be great. I don't know. I wanted a little more. I wanted to see Natasha kick some tail, you know? And it was a little bit of a letdown. A little too easy.
I like this movie. You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, Tom Selleck mustaches, I'm gonna go with a solid like 8.5. I definitely liked it more than I liked Iron Man 2 and 3. I liked it more than I liked it more than all the Iron Man films, actually. If we're being honest, like I liked it. I liked it a lot. I did. I feel like the ending fight. The problem with this movie is I feel like the ending fight wasn't hugely climactic because of the fact that it takes place before Infinity War.
Right.
But like Infinity War came out like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So there's not what you can do about that.
Yeah, like I get the point. It's just, you know, the way that the movie was hyped up, and I'm not trying to knock it at all. It's just, I guess because it was good, I wanted more, right? Like I wanted. It seemed like there was some kind of big fight scenes in between the beginning and the ending, right? So that would be the middle. I think that's what we call it. And
no.
Anyway,
that's the exposition, but, the climax.
Yeah, but no, like, oh, yeah. I thought there was some really good fighting scenes in the middle of the movie, and then you kind of have a little letdown at the end, and I don't know. I felt like it was a fight that I could win, and if it was a fight that I could win. You know, that's I don't know. It's probably not a good thing, because I'm not gonna win a fight.
But very like, easily. Well, like I said, like I feel like the reason they had to do it that way is because of the fact that this movie should have came out 5 years ago versus coming out 3 years after a movie that it leads into.
Right. No, I get that, and I'm
like,
not
there's not
to...
much you could do, and like that's what it suffers from is the fact that there's literally not much you could do because we already know where it goes.
Right. And I do get that. I do get that, and it's possible that they ended it the way they did because we're gonna see a few characters maybe down the road. I don't know. I don't want to give anything away for anybody who hasn't seen it, but you know. So yeah, it's possible that it just that's the reason that it ended that way, and I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what I think. If we're gonna see certain characters down the road, I'll be more okay with it. Like I'll look back and I'll be like, yeah, all right. However, like if we kind of never see those characters again, it'd be like, yeah, they probably should have done that a little bit differently. I don't know.
Like I hope we get to see Red Guardian again. I like David Harbour. Let's just discuss that real quick. David Harbour and Florence Pugh are the two best parts of this film. 100% the two best parts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think there's a reason for that. I think that we're gearing up to see you know, Black Widow 2.0, right?
Yeah, I feel like they're going to make Yelena basically like the new Black Widow.
Right. So I think that's because I felt like in some ways she had a bigger role than, you know, than Natasha in the whole story, right?
Yeah.
Like in some ways. So. Yeah, I think that's and I think that's why, you know, I'm not,
you know,
not knocking Scarlett Johansson, not, you know, not trying to say that she wasn't good in the movie. I just think that there's probably a reason behind the whole thing. So.
Yeah, another thing that this movie suffers from is the fact that, well, this movie suffers from COVID-19, like the pandemic, in the simple fact that we should have gotten this before Falcon and Winter Soldier. And you could tell that they tried to... Okay, so with the after credit scene, for those of you who have seen Falcon and Winter Soldier, for those of you who haven't, spoiler alert, but also what are you doing? Watch it. Don't be a loser. Don't be one of those I'm just going to say it, those punk asses that just watch WandaVision and like, oh, this is so good. And now Loki, which I'm excited for the last episode coming next week. But anyhow,
yeah, can't wait.
So yeah, side tangent. Over now. Side tangent over. This movie suffers so much from the fact that you can tell it was supposed to come out before these Marvel TV shows, and they tried very, very hard to make Julie Louis-Dreyfus's character very mysterious in the movie, like with the after credit scene. The problem is it just does not work because we had Falcon Winter Soldier first. And in Falcon and Winter Soldier, for those that didn't read the comics, it was very confusing as to what the hell was going on. Yeah. And you should have had this movie first. And I understand it's out of their control. There's nothing they could have done about it, except for put it on Disney Plus.
They could have done that.
Like, they could have put it on Disney Plus earlier, but I don't know. Maybe they just really wanted a big box office release for it. Yeah. I'm confused.
Well, I don't know. I guess on one hand, like, because of the order of things, it would have been nice if they had put it on Disney Plus. But on the other hand, I'm really glad they put it in theaters. I was glad I got to see this movie in theaters.
I'm with you. I'm very happy that we got to see this movie in theater. We actually saw it the same day. We just didn't go to the same showing or the same theater. But I'm very glad that we got to see this in theaters. But here's my thing. Did it feel like we were back at the theater watching a Marvel film?
Honestly, like, I think there wasn't quite as much hype. It wasn't like when, you know, Infinity War Endgame came out. I think it was a little less hype. And I don't know if that's due to the fact that, you know, people were just staying home and the fact that they did release it on Disney Plus at the same time it was released in theater. So people were watching it at home. I will say this. I don't think if Endgame had come out, you know, had supposed to have been out last year, right?
I'm sorry, and what?
Like, let's say Endgame was last year instead of Black Widow.
Mm-hmm.
But it had to be postponed because of the pandemic. And they put it on Disney Plus the same time they released it in theaters, just like they did with Black Widow.
Okay.
I think there still would have been more hype for Endgame.
Okay.
For people to go see it in theaters because it was such a big movie.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this one, we kind of already knew the story, and it was really just it was kind of a backstory to a backstory, right? So, and again, not knocking the film at all. It's just kind of the way it was made that way. It's not a bad thing about the film. It's just the way the film was made. So I think that that's possible as to why there wasn't quite as much hype. It's just that because it was out of order and we're doing a backstory, you know, several years later. I think there's a few different factors as to why the hype wasn't as intense as what it maybe could have been.
Yeah, plus I feel like because we waited so long for this movie and we got the first trailer for this movie like eons ago, and we just kept getting the same rehashed footage throughout the entire thing, like throughout its entire marketing. That yeah. It was just like, all right, just it's not that we. The hype was gone for sure. I mean, the hype was there to go back to the theater to see a Marvel film. Because I've been going back to the theater this whole time whenever they reopened. But to go back to the theater and watch a Marvel film, because we haven't gotten one since July of 2019. So 2 years. Yeah. It's been 2 years since we've gotten a Marvel film in the theater. That's unprecedented in the past 11 years. Unprecedented.
Now, I want to go back. I want to say that the hype for me personally was there. I was super excited because, unlike you, I hadn't been to the theater. I mentioned it before. The last movie I think I saw in theaters was Bad Boys for Life, which was January of 2019 or January of 2020.
Wow. It's been a while.
Yeah. But so for me, like the hype was there. I just think as a whole,
as a Marvel film.
I don't know. You know, maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe I was too hyped up, so it seemed like nobody else was. I don't know. I don't know what I guess we'll have to wait and see. Because I mean, this is, you know. We've only had the first weekend of the film, so I guess we'll kind of have to wait and see if maybe the box office. Cause I know it did well in the box office, but the fact that it was on Disney Plus did hurt it. So I don't know. We'll kind of have to see what the box office brings as far as feeling what the hype really was for the movie. And I guess we could look at Disney Plus too, but I think the fact that it's a Marvel film, you kind of strictly have to look at the box office and just see. So I feel like these movies were made to be seen on big screen,
because it's Marvel, like
right.
It's a lot like Star Wars. You don't go see these movies, right? You're not going to go to the theater to watch a Star Wars movie. You're not going to go to the theater to watch a Marvel movie. You're going to the theater to experience and live a Star Wars film. You're going to the theater to experience and live a Marvel film, because that's what they've become.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a reason it's, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I mean, it really is kind of a whole, I think even aside from the films, the whole fan presence and the whole thing has become
the fandom of the whole thing. Fan base and the fandom. Yeah.
I think that's part of
huge
the universe. And I think people, obviously we've had some live action stuff over the years, but really until the first Iron Man, it wasn't all put into this, like they weren't building up to anything necessarily. Like when they did the X-Men movies,
I guess you could. I wouldn't say that's entirely true, because the X-Men film, they were building to the whole Dark Phoenix stuff.
They were. It's
but
just,
it wasn't like an accumulative, like, these movies are going to attach to this separate movie that you don't think is in the same world, but guess what? It is. And now they're coming. It didn't build to a super duper broad.
Right. And that's what I meant. I wasn't trying to say that X-Men wasn't like. Because I like the X-Men movies, and I thought. So it wasn't like they didn't build, like they just led to nothing. That's not what I meant. I just meant that it wasn't this collective, great big, all these superheroes came together to fight, that was just the X-Men, right? Like it was just their world. And even, when they did, when they did Daredevil in the past and, they did Elektra, and like so there were things that there have been live action movies in the Marvel past, but nothing like what it became as soon as Iron Man 1 came out, and then from then on, people just that was it. That like you didn't even really talk about other Marvel movies, right? I mean, at least not until Deadpool came out, and I guess Logan as well, because Logan was people wanted a rated R Wolverine movie, and they finally got it, and I think the hype over that was pretty intense. But really, I mean, until Deadpool came out, like some of the other Marvel movies kind of just faded away, right? Like they still did
Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3.
Well,
God tier films.
You know what I mean, though. Like I'm not saying they were.
You're saying
I'm
like
not...
after you get the culmination of Phase One, the Incredible Hulk, Iron Man, Iron Man 2 was phase one.
Yeah.
Thor and Captain America. Like once you hit those and then you get the Avengers, after that, pretty much all eyes were on the MCU.
Yeah, that's what
any of the Marvel film that released that was outside of that world, like kind of just was shuffled under the rug, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. It just I mean nowhere near the hype that the films in the MCU were getting. It's not a bad thing. It's just kind of the way it goes. But yeah, I had a point, and I don't know where I was going with that. So I think I'll just end it right there. You know, in that train of thought.
All right. So, what do you think as far as? Okay, we'll blow through this really quickly because like I feel like. The general consensus on Black Widow is it was good. It was a good movie.
Yeah.
It was good. I liked it better than the three Iron Man films. Liked it better than the first two Thor films. And I'm not one of those idiots or losers or bandwagoners. It's like, Thor Ragnarok's the best. I only like that one. The other two suck. No. The other two are definitely they're definitely like 7.5, 8 out of 10 for me. They're good. I like the first two Thor films. I really, really do. Taika Waititi just brought something real special to Ragnarok because it's Taika Waititi. You don't know who that is, shame on you. Go watch what we do in the shadows. Go watch Wellington Paranormal and get out my face. Or Jojo Rabbit, if you want to go with his newer work, Christ's sakes. Anyway, so the general consensus is Black Widow's good. I didn't like it as much as I like the three Captain America films or the two Ant-Man films or even Spider-Man Homecoming and Far From Home, but it's good. It's like right below all those for me.
I would agree with that as well.
I personally liked it better than Guardians 1 and 2. Guardians 1 and 2, I have a love-hate relationship. I love it because they're actually good films. Hate them because everybody bandwagon them, and that's the only ones they watch with Thor, Ragnarok, and Deadpool, even though Deadpool is not part of the MCU. I mean, he is now, but those first two aren't. Anyhow.
Right.
General consensus is that it's good. My main disappointment, like let's just go ahead and get this out of the way now. No Spider-Man No Way Home trailer.
Yeah, I kind of thought we'd get one with the movie, and we didn't.
Nothing. I'm upset. I'm actually like I'm fuming.
I did, and I don't remember if you told me that you did or not. I did get a Shang-Chi long preview.
Yes, I got a very very long Shang-Chi preview. That looks great. Abomination's gonna be fighting Wong. We saw that in the initial trailer, but still, like I'm still so soaked.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. And I think I mentioned this when we first started talking about the Marvel movies that were coming out. I don't know a whole lot about Shang-Chi. So, you know, seeing the movie, kind of hoping, you know, when it comes out, I'm kind of hoping they give a backstory and maybe I'll learn a little bit. And I should probably do a little bit of research just because I don't like going into these movies and being like, yeah, I'm just a fan of the movies. Like, I do try to, because I've told you before, like, I'm not a big comic book guy. So, like, what I know from, you know, some of the 90s, the late 80s, 90s cartoons that came out. And I have read some comics. I'm not completely, you know, in the dark, but I don't know a lot about Shang-Chi, and honestly, I didn't know a lot about Deadpool before Deadpool came out, so I kind of had to do some research on that. I ended up loving the movies, obviously, but so I will do a little bit of research on Shang-Chi before
I own every single volume of his. If you want to use the Marvel Comics account that I've got,
oh, all right, yeah, I'm down. I'll read them.
I've got them all. They're really good. He's a very, very good and underrated character. He's actually, so not to cut you off, but he's actually like, so if I've got the entire Infinity, it's literally just the Infinity event right now. I believe it's the second, like, an I don't to call it like the second Infinity War. It's not entirely true because you have Infinity Gauntlet, and you have Infinity War, and you have the Infinity Saga. This is just called Infinity. He's actually he's pretty front and center. So I'm hoping we can get like Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans back to join the Shang-Chi character because it'd be just so awesome to see them all together for like a Thanos Part Two, you know, like a second coming of Thanos in the MCU. That'd be cool. I'm not saying that's what they're gonna do. I'm not speculating. I'm not gonna be that guy today. Just yeah. saying that like that'd be cool. I'd like to see the on-screen chemistry between those characters. But putting us back on track though, unless you had anything else to say.
No, I think I've said enough.
But putting us back on track though, like, and speaking of Shang-Chi, so if we do not get the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer with the end of Loki next week, do you think we get it at? No, because they're not going to be there. So Marvel isn't going to be at the like virtual Comic-Con. So do you think if we don't get a No Way Home trailer with Loki next week, do we get it before Shang-Chi? Do you think we're going to get it before Shang-Chi? Because if we do not get this No Way Home trailer before Shang-Chi, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, I
don't think this movie's going to release this year.
I kind of agree. I really, really, really was like you, and we talked about it even before we went and see the movie, before we went and see Black Widow. Like we really talked about how we were going to. We were really hoping they had a Spider-Man No Way Home trailer. And I was very, very surprised when we didn't get one then. Not really sure what the issue is there. You know, not sure if they're just, you know, saving it. Not sure if they're, you know, just waiting for another something special. I don't know. Maybe the end of Loki. Maybe so they don't give anything away. I don't know if how much it's going to be tied. Obviously, I don't know what's going to happen in Loki, but you know, I'm hoping that we're wrong because we've discussed that. You know, it could be. It is possible that you know that another film gets pushed back, and I really hope we're wrong about that. So. I'm thinking that maybe next week, you know, next Wednesday. I don't know that it'll drop on Wednesday, but after next Wednesday, after Loki's final episode.
So you think maybe like next Thursday or Friday?
It's possible. Yeah, it's possible. I'm really hoping so.
Well, with the worries of the pandemic furthering with like the variant and stuff like that, my fear is because Black Widow gets 75 days in theater. Shang-Chi, as has been noted, as well as the Eternals, to only get 45 days in theater. Do you think that's them ramping up in preparation for like everything to go back down on lockdown again, or like, you know, back down to like a stay-at-home mandate or anything like that? Because that's a bit concerning. Where Black Widow gets 75 days, Shang-Chi and the Eternals are slated to only get 45 days, which is very uncharacteristic of a Marvel film.
Yeah, I think.
And do you think Spider-Man can get pushed back?
I think the fact that Shang-Chi and the Eternals are supposed to be released, you know, later this year, and the fact that, you know, kind of the time of flu season and stuff like that, that maybe, you know, that they're worried about, you know, things ramping back up. I don't know. I'm really, really hoping that we're going to see Spider-Man soon. You know, I didn't get to see Far From Home in theaters. I actually, you know, I watched it. I think I actually watched it earlier this year. It may have been, may have been, you know, the last part of last year, but I'm like the way that it ended, like I'm ready to see what's going to happen next. And especially with some of the things that have happened in Loki so far, you know, just to see where everything is going to go. Like I'm ready, you know. Obviously, you know, we mentioned Black Widow's a backstory. It's gone backwards. So I'm ready to move forward. So I really hope that we're not going to continue to push things back and make everybody wait even longer. I'm tired of waiting. It's been a year and a half of, you know, waiting since not quite a year and a half since, you know, March of 2020. We've kind of been waiting on things to get back to normal, and
a year and a quarter.
Ready to stop waiting.
Yeah, but you know, as I feel like if we do not get the No Way Home trailer before Shang-Chi, both literally in terms of like before the release date of Shang-Chi, and also literally like before the Shang-Chi movie actually starts on screen, I feel like if we do not get the trailer then for No Way Home, we're just not going to get it this year. It's going to be pushed back because the next movie to come out is the Eternals for the MCU. Well, hold on. If we don't get it before Venom, because Venom's supposed to. Venom is October.
Yeah.
Or is it late September?
Is it? I can't remember. I know it's.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
I know it's soon because I'm. I've already seen a couple previews for it. So. I'm kind of excited about that. I have to be honest. I still have not seen the first Venom. I know I'm a slacker.
Okay, so Venom Let There Be Carnage is September 24th. So if we don't get it before that film, before the film actually starts, then we're not getting it. Also, side tangent, before we wrap this whole thing up, number one, Andy Serkis is directing Venom Let There Be Carnage. Andy Serkis is direct. What? Also, main producer on this film, Tom Hardy.
That's kind of exciting. Kind of exciting. I don't know why, but it is. I like it when actors get to be main producers. I think it adds a certain. Not always. It doesn't always work, but. I think it adds a certain little flair to stuff because they get to be part of the whole thing, the whole process, not just the acting, you know.
Yeah.
Which means I think they cherish it a little bit more because it's a little more of their baby than just, you know, playing this part. So. That's just my opinion. Not that anyone cares about my opinions.
I do.
Besides you. You're the only one. You're the only one.
I mean, I guess everybody listening would care.
Yeah. Well, that's... I mean, maybe. Maybe they just like to listen to you. Maybe
I mean, they don't know. I don't know. Maybe I have. Maybe I just have a soothing voice for their ear canals.
It's possible. I don't
think I do, though. But... Out of 10, what do you give this? Out of 10 Tom Selleck mustaches, what do you give it?
What do I give what?
Black Widow.
Oh, Black Widow. I didn't say that. See, we went backwards again. So, like, you know. Yeah, I'll say 8. I'll say, you know, we've still got to tell our fans why, you know, the whole Tom Selleck thing. Maybe
one
will.
Day.
Maybe we'll in the next episode if we have time.
If we ever get back on track and get back to doing what we should be doing, the whole reason why we formed this podcast, maybe we'll do it. Maybe we'll just start a whole separate show where we just talk about Tom Selleck.
There we go. We'll call it
Tom Selleck Stash.
Yeah. that's kind of lame. But
Tom Selleck, the ride.
I mean, I know we're just thinking on the fly. It's fine. We can talk about it later. We can talk about it off air. You know, come up with ideas while we're working. I don't know.
As we usually do.
As we usually do. That's where the magic mostly happens. The magic isn't when we turn on the mics. It's all the planning that goes into it. So we'll see. Anyway.
Anyway.
I don't know.
General consensus is like 8.5 Tom Selleck mustaches out of 10.
Yeah.
I liked this movie. I thought it was good. But we got on a weird side tangent of not actually reviewing Black Widow for like 20 minutes. But you know what? That's all right with me.
Well, yeah, because, you know, we moved on to some other things. And then it was like, oh, yeah, you know, Nathan didn't say what he thought of it. Like, what he, you know, the rating that he would have given it. So we had to go back. It wasn't necessarily that we just stopped. It was just that.
What do you think Edward Molina would say about this film?
I think he would tell you to shut up.
And that's our Black Widow review.
Yeah, basically.
All right, everybody. I think that's it for us.
I like it. That's so. Yeah. Do we have anything else to talk about? Is there more, or is that it? Are we done?
No, I think we're good.
I think we're good.
Okay. I don't think we forgot anything.
Okay.
We're good.
Okay. I'm just going to keep saying okay until
All right. So anyway, thank you all for listening to our review of Black Widow. That was an unnecessarily long review. But whatever. It's fine. That's what you came here for. Us to be...
Us.
Well, thank you all for listening. And the wise words of Stan Lee, again, as always, excelsior, true believers. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
I was about to say, this is the part where you say goodbye.
I said goodbye.
Okay, goodbye. Well, now we just can't be, I'm already loud again. Bye!